I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to us by Life with Lemons, just the story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. How do mountains see?
I don't know. How do mountains see?
They peak.
Oh, I get it. So there's a peak in a mountain.
Oh, yeah, the top of the mountain.
I guess that's funny.
Good.
If you'd like to send us in a joke of the week or any of these other segments that are about to go through, you can contact us at brovsbro@outlook.com or just press the contact us link on our website, which is brovsbro.com. So, now let's jump right into this week's big word of the week, which is brought to you by The Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's big word of the week is elixir. Elixir is spelled E-L-I-X-I-R. An elixir is a good potion.
Oh,
not,
yeah.
Not just a decent potion. Not a bad potion. Not a really good potion, but a good potion. Several different points on the chart of potion. I don't know.
Potion goodiness.
Potion goodiness, yeah. Okay, we're gonna swim our way into this week's change maker. This week's change maker is Dayton. Tell us about it.
The change maker is brought to us by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, then it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. Dorothy Counts Scoggin. She is an American civil rights figure who was one of the first black students admitted to the Harry Harding High School in Charlotte, North Carolina. After only 4 days of harassment that threatened her safety, her parents forced her to withdraw from the school. She came to our church today.
And she told us all about the different stuff that she went through and tried to help to try to help desegregate schools. It was pretty cool. You should look her up and learn more about it, because why not? Okay. Anyway, now we're just going to backpedal our way into this week's this or that question. This week's this or that question, it's an interesting one. Highly debated among important people. I don't know. Would you rather have chocolate or caramel? Or caramel. I don't know how you say it.
Caramel.
Chocolate or caramel?
I don't know how to say it. I would, since I got first pick, and everyone knows, I'm going to take a Milky Way. I'm just kidding. I'm going to take chocolate.
Why?
Because sometimes caramel can be, like, sticky. It feels like glue inside your mouth sometimes. And, like, sometimes it has that, like, not so good taste.
So what's good about chocolate?
It's good. Hershey's bars. You're not gonna have caramel milk, you're gonna have chocolate milk.
There's such thing as caramel milk.
No one's drinking it.
Someone is.
Not you, not me, so.
Well, I was gonna choose chocolate, but just since you took it, caramel it is. The reason I choose caramel is, well, it's got a good sweet flavor, and it comes in different textures. You can get the liquidy kind, the not liquidy kind, which is kind of hard, but chewy kind. There's just different, it's a big scale, it's different kinds of caramel.
And they always have rivals, like Hershey's and Turtles, M&M's and Skittles. I don't know what that white stuff is inside there.
Skittles? It's just Skittles.
It's caramel, okay?
Skittle powder. I don't know.
Skittle powder.
Alright.
Why is it powder if it's hard?
I don't know. Now it's time for this week's book recommendation.
Heard that knee slap.
This week's book recommendation is also going to be told to us by Dayton.
The book recommendation is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Before she disappeared, Riley's mama used to tell him...
Kate Murphy disappeared?
No.
Okay, is this the summary?
Yes, yeah, the summary. I'm sorry. Riley's mama used to tell him stories about the whispers, mysterious creatures with the power to grant wishes. Riley wishes for a lot of things, but you never know what she might wish for.
Dun-dun-dun. More wishes? That's what I would do. Then I just...
Infinite wishes?
Yeah, then I just look at them all. All my wishes.
Look at them all?
Just look at my wishes and be like...
You have them like jars? Who are you, a pirate?
So I am. I don't know. But seems like an interesting book. Don't know why you said it in that voice, but...
Because it's like that.
Okay. Now it's time for this week's Tech Fact. Dayton is very excited to present to us today for some reason. I don't know why. What is it, Dayton?
I'm not excited.
Okay.
I am kind of, okay. Tech Fact is brought to us by Teddy's Pizza. The best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. I didn't know what I thought I was going to say. We're like pizza and wings meet.
Okay.
Just, I was confused. Klingon was added as a language on Google in 2002. Easy?
What's Klingon?
Okay. Klingon is the language that those dudes in Star Trek, they're called the Klingons, and there's these evil dudes, and they speak Klingon. They look like California raisins if you want to look them up.
But, so, they're called Klingons, and they eat Klingon?
Eat Klingon.
No, they called Klingons.
Oh.
I thought Klingon was like a...
Like a...
type of Velcro.
What?
I don't know, like...
There's only one type of Velcro.
Do you know the Klingon kind?
Oh, that Velcro that gets all the, like, grass under it? That's the Klingon Velcro.
I don't know. I just thought it was Velcro. I don't know why. Whatever. But if you know about Star Trek, that was from Star Trek, you're probably like...
Oh my gosh! I gotta go on Google Translate and translate this stuff.
To Klingon. If you don't, probably don't care, but it's fine. That's why you should send us in a topic. Like, if you want to hear something about the tech facts, that's like, wow, I know a language, I want to do something, I don't know. You can contact us at brothersbro@outlook.com.
And we'll talk to Google and make it a language.
Probably not.
I know.
It's fine. You can win lots of cool prizes, like...
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/Woman handbags.
Cheeto Puffs.
Cars.
Wow.
Yes. Big Bro vs. Bro posters.
If you're into that.
We got cards signed by us with our faces on them. They just print out pictures from Walgreens, but we're not going to talk about that.
Nobody has to know. You don't know where they came from.
Walgreens.
Okay. Now it's time, as we can see, you know, like...
The good part.
The end part. Near the end of this week's podcast, it's time to jump in this week's random acts of kindness code that Izzy says sometimes we didn't make up.
Is that book backwards?
Yeah, I was holding it backwards, son. Thank you.
You're not my dad.
Okay, now we're going to page 25, line 17. It's in novel 7. Here it is. Kindness is like snow. It beautifies everything it covers. Said by Khalil Gibran. Gibran, I don't know. So, Dayton, what does that mean to you?
Can you read that again for me?
Gotta find a page. Okay, here it is. Kindness is like snow. It beautifies everything it covers. Said by Khalil Gibran.
Okay, so when you're kind to someone, you give them that ice cream, and then they're all like, oh yeah.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense. What does it actually mean?
Oh, so when you're kind to someone, it beautifies them. It makes them feel great. And then they pass it on.
That makes sense, I guess. Now we're going to give some shout-outs to people who make us possible, because our podcast is pretty much over. See you guys next week after this short
break
that we talk about people that we... Whatever. Our producer / director, BL Self. This week, our song was I Want You Back by Joey Somerville.
Oh, yeah. our team mom slash security B Murray, and our therapy dog Petey. Because what we do without a therapy dog? Nothing.
And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and
put on your seatbelts, because you might spill the elixir.
This is Bruh vs. Bro.